Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
What's she up to?
Oh, this is great. She is getting a new Netflix show called The Goop Lab.
Wow. Mm.
And there's a new trailer out. And in... this is great. In the trailer, her people test out, quote, boundary-pushing wellness topics, including psychedelic drugs, exorcisms, psychic mediums, and of course, you know, lots and lots of sex stuff, because there's lots of sex stuff in Goop. And as Gwyneth says in the clip, we're here on time. We're here one time. We're here one time, one life. How can we really milk the poop out of this?
Oh.
So the Goop Lab premieres on Netflix January 24th.
Are you going to watch it?
I will.
I knew it.
I totally will. Yeah. I like that magazine. I forget about it. It's not one that, you know, is at the checkout line. It's one of those you kind of got to look for a little bit or subscribe to. But anytime I've ever gotten a copy of it, I'm like, this is a really cool magazine.
Do you watch her show, The Politician? Does anybody?
Mm-mm.
I hear it's funny or good.
Yeah.
So
what did Ricky Gervais say the other night about celebrities being a little bit out of touch? We have a wonderful example of what happened yesterday with one of the Kardashian people. It was Kylie. She retweeted a message that her sister Kim had posted about all the animals dying in the Australian wildfires, along with a picture of a fireman holding a koala, which is heart-wrenching. I can't even look at it. But she captioned the picture, "This breaks my heart." Then 12 hours later, she posted a picture of her brand new $1,500 Louis Vuitton slippers made from mink fur.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Kylie.
Real mink fur?
Yeah.
Wow.
Louis Vuitton doesn't use fake fur.
Oh.
Mm. Think she knows what a mink is?
No.
That's probably a really good question. She might not.
Oh, I didn't realize these were made from, like, animal.
A mink is an animal? Like,
I didn't really know.
That were killed just for these slippers.
That was a style.
Oh, my gosh.
Just talk the talk, people. You gotta walk the walk.
Did you see that Chris Hemsworth, though, donated $1 million to the Australian Fire Recovery Fund?
Yeah.
Like, there were all kinds of, like, I know...
Russell Crowe did a bunch.
Yeah, well, he was there
because he was...
And that's, like, when he did his acceptance speech, Jennifer Aniston read it at the Golden Globes because he's there, like, battling and trying to figure out... His situation, his family. But I know Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman were donating money. There's
Leonardo DiCaprio, I think it was Australia. He did some sort of environmental donation of like $15.6 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, some of them are definitely doing their part.
Did you get to see any of The Bachelor? I know we were out at dinner, but I didn't know if you went home and you watched any of
it. I watched maybe 5 minutes of it when I got home because it was on all the way until 11 o'clock last night.
Oh,
but it's in
gosh.
My DVR. Yeah, it was still on when I got home.
It was 3 hours last night?
Yeah, it was 3 hours. And he was on a one-on-one date that he took her to. His parents were renewing their vows and he did the ceremony.
Oh.
And so she got to go with on the date.
What was her name? Do you remember?
No. I mean, literally, I had it on for 5 minutes.
I was reading about it this morning, and evidently there is a new Hannah. There's the girl, I didn't read all of it, but her name is Hannah Ann. Mm-hmm. And I guess like she's like the early front runner. She was stealing him all night.
Well, I'll tell you what, Hannah B, you know, was coming back at some point.
Well, she was there last night and was evidently sobbing over the fact that she let Peter go. And Peter was like, I'm not a third choice. I'm sorry, Hannah. You're not coming back into this party.
Wow. There so she wanted to come back on and he said no.
He said no. I'm not third choice.
Yeah. What is she going to do now? Because Dancing with the Stars is over, right?
I thought she was linked romantically to that guy, though, wasn't she? That she
partner.
Partnering with?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought. I don't know.
But I mean, in terms of her career, like, I feel like, you know, that's where the real sadness is.
Yeah. Now she's out of the spotlight.
Now that she's out of the spotlight, what do you...
But she could be a big fish in Alabama,
sure.
You know? She could do something down there. Roll Tide.
Tanya.
Yes.
Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Jen. Carlo, how are you?
Excellent.
Doing great. Here are your three headlines. You picked the real one, and you're going to the theater. Doesn't that sound like fun?
It does sound fun.
I know. It sounds like a nice night out. So here we go. Which one of these is the real one? Is it A, man arrested for trying to sell frozen dog poopsicles to kids? Is it B, a woman tried to pass a drug test by using her dog's pee? Or C, neighbors call cops on guy for his huge collection of cow manure?
Oh, gosh. That sounds right. I'm going to go with B.
B is right.
Oh, oh man.
Wow. You've got it. It is the drug test with the dog pee.
You did not make up the word poopsicle.
I sure did. Frozen poopsicles. You know it.
Get your poopsicles here.
That's what we used to call it when the dogs would eat the frozen ones in the backyard. Ew. They're out there, out there eating a poopsicle. Good God. La, 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 la. Somebody stop that dog.
Ew.
All right, hang on one second. Let's just leave it in. We've heard of plenty of people trying to beat drug tests by passing off someone else's pee as their own. This woman went a different direction. 30-year-old Julie Miller from RJ, Kentucky, had a meeting with her probation officers last week and needed to take a drug test. But one of the officers was suspicious that she was trying to pass off someone else's pee as her own, so they confronted her. Mm. Now, in her defense, she was not trying to pass off another person's pee as her own.
Right.
But she did admit to bringing in pee from her dog.
Oh, that makes sense.
And she did that because she knew she would fail the drug test after using meth. And how do you pronounce this? Suboxone?
I don't know. I've not ever heard of that
Suboxone.
One. I'm not sure Suboxone? What that is.
Yeah.
All right. She was arrested and charged with tampering with physical evidence. And since we are on the topic, there was a lady in Florida who was arrested for throwing a bucket of human feces on her landlord. Here she is trying to explain to the police why she's not guilty.
All I know is you're covered in feces, she's covered in feces. Pretend that I don't know what's going on here.
All right, it's not going to get me.
So how did all of this happen?
Rub this in my face.
I know, well, because she's covered in it. She's covered in liquid, basically, feces.
Because I was running.
Yours is dried on your face.
Because she took the poop and rubbed it all up.
And then she dried it on your face?
What? No, Peter said, you want to arrest me?
I'm not sure what's going on. All I know is, in a long time that I've been doing this job, I've never seen anything like it.
How did she get it?
She's dripping with it. It's soaking wet. Hers is not.
These guys don't get paid enough.
No.
No.
It sounds like a good episode of Live PD, though.
And ladies.
Ugh.
And ladies and women of law enforcement, man, some of the things they got to do and deal with.
I just don't know.
Really?
I know.
I got to mediate this.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.